The gravel road widened into a large turnaround, where three similar-looking and designed brothels sat waiting for customers. They were called Sheila's Front Porch, Tawny's High Five Ranch, and Miss Delilah's House of Holies. "Nice," Rachel said as we surveyed the scene. "Why are these places always named after women, as if women actually own them?"
"You got me. I guess Mr. Dave's House of Holies wouldn't go over so well with the guys."
Rachel smiled.
"You're right. I guess it's a shrewd move. Name a place of female degradation and slavery after a female, and it doesn't sound so bad, does it? It's packaging."
"Slavery? Last I heard, these women were volunteers. Some of them are supposedly housewives who come up from Vegas."
"If you believe that, then you are naive, Bosch. Just because you can come and go doesn't mean you're not a slave."
I nodded thoughtfully, not wanting to get into a debate with her about this subject, because I knew it would bring me back to examining and questioning things in my own past. Rachel apparently wanted to drop it there, too.
"So, which one do you want to start with?" she asked.
I pulled the car to a stop in front of Tawny's High Five Ranch. It didn't look like much of a ranch. It was a conglomeration of three or four trailers that were connected by covered walkways. I looked to my left and saw that Sheila's front porch was of similar design and configuration, and it had no front porch. Miss Delilah's to my right was the same, and I got the distinct impression that the three seemingly separate brothels were not competitors, but rather branches of the same tree.
"I don't know," I said. "Looks like eeny, meeny, miny, moe to me."
Rachel cracked her door open.
"Wait a second," I said. "I've got this." I handed her the file of photos Buddy Lockridge had brought to Vegas the day before. Rachel opened it and saw the front and side shots of the man known as Shandy, but presumed to be Robert Backus.
"I'm not even going to ask where you got these."
"Fine, but you carry them. It will have more weight coming from you, since you've got the badge.
For the moment, at least."
"Did you bring the photos of the missing men?"
"Yes, I've got them."
"Good." She took the file and got out of the car. I did likewise. We both walked around to the front of the car, where we stopped for a moment and surveyed the three brothels again. There were a few cars parked in front of each. There were also four flathead Harleys lined up like a row of mean chrome in front of Miss Delilah's House of Holies. Airbrushed on the gas tank of one of the bikes was a skull smoking a joint with a smoke ring forming a halo above it.
"Let's take Delilah's last," I said. "Maybe we'll get lucky before we need to go there."
"The bikes?"
"Yeah, the bikes. They're road saints. I say let sleeping dogs lie."
"Good enough for me."
Leading the way, Rachel marched toward the front door of Sheila's. She didn't wait for me because she knew I would be following in her wake.